Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the study on the verse-by-verse journey through the book of Titus. I think I moved faster in the first 5 days of the month of November than I've ever moved in any section of our verse-by-verse studies. We've done the book of John and the book of 1 John, and I covered 10 verses of Titus chapter 2 in only 5 days. And the first day, I did a lot of announcements, so we went pretty quick. And it's not because it's not important, but because it is a section that shows what should come out of believers, and I just didn't want to spend day after day after day, because you can. Paul didn't do that. He just wrote it real quick, and it didn't take up page after page. And I didn't want to do day after day out of what should be coming out of you, because it can tend to lean towards condemnation, because you could start to say, well, I'm not having that, and he spent 4 days on why that's important, and I don't see it in my life. And so I just felt prompted of the Spirit to move a little quicker, and I think it also is to get us into the 11th verse, which is going to bring out, I think, some of the very best stuff. Let's read. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. I read for you 4 verses because, and there's only one left in chapter 2, and don't worry, we're not moving quick, but I read 4 because it's all one big sentence, and it gives us the saving grace passage that also contains, we're going to get into some more good stuff in chapter 3, but it contains one of the best references to the grace of God's personhood that you're going to find in the New Testament. So let's talk about that from verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. The grace of God is the heartbeat of the new covenant. It is the heartbeat of our ministry. We are bundled together with ministers from all over the world who are considered quote-unquote grace preachers, though I've never met a preacher in my life that wouldn't consider themselves a grace preacher. This subset of Christianity that are now kind of identifying themselves as grace people have a whole different take on what a grace preacher is than what the majority of the Christian world would take it as. The majority of the Christian world would say every preacher is a preacher of grace, because grace is amazing and it's how you were saved. But the grace church, the subset called grace people, would say that a grace preacher does not preach performance. They do not preach a diluted or a mixed gospel. They do not mix old covenant principles with new covenant realities in order to achieve some hybrid mix of the gospel. These are terms that might be bandied about by grace people. I don't know what I want to call myself, a grace preacher, a grace person. I like just being a child of God. I like being one of Daddy's kids. I really disdain the titles. But one of the reasons why grace people or grace preachers identify themselves the way that they do is because Titus 2:11 tells us the grace of God has appeared. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. And that word appeared has led us to preach that grace is not a thing as much as a person. And I think that that is spot on within what Paul has to say about Jesus and the person of Jesus, that we are not talking about an idea that grace came as a concept, but that grace came as a person. So what grace people identify themselves as are those who do not see Jesus as a historical figure, but Jesus as the personification of grace. We'll go deeper into why we feel that way tomorrow. We'll see that.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.